Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm holding a story here that indicates that Iraqi intelligence is very clearly telling the United States that the Islamic State is rapidly rebuilding and that some folks who have escaped from prison have access now to huge amounts of money to try to cause trouble around the world. Jim Phillips is a senior research fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, and he joins us this morning. Fill us in on the details here, Jim. How bad is this?
Well, although the ISIS so-called caliphate has been destroyed in the sense that ISIS no longer controls territory during the day, it is coming out at night. It is starting to launch assassination campaigns against local Iraqi officials, and it's starting to stir again in Syria. And it just goes to show that although it was defeated above ground, it's now gone back to its terrorist roots and is operating more as a guerrilla force below the ground.
And that was pretty, I hate to say it, that was a pretty effective strategy at the time that the United States was fully engaged in Iraq. They sure did a lot of damage there during that period of time.
That's right. The U.S. Defeated what was al-Qaeda in Iraq, but then U.S. troops were withdrawn by the end of 2011, and ISIS emerged from the ashes of al-Qaeda. Iraq beat them, and now ISIS is trying to make another comeback, the second comeback in Iraq and the first one in Syria. And what is critical is that one of the key phases that enabled its comeback in Iraq before was its Break the Walls campaign, in which it tried to liberate several thousand captured ISIS terrorists from Iraqi jails. And that was successful, and now it's trying to do the same thing inside Syria, where there are at least 10,000 ISIS fighters and up to 70,000 women and children that support ISIS, and they're in detention camps with very minimal security.
And that looks likely to be successful? There's just no way to harden the defenses to prevent that from occurring?
Well, there would be, to the extent that the U.S. can diplomatically smooth over the tensions between the Syrian Kurds and Turkey, and that would allow the Syrian Kurds who have control of the detention camps to divert some of their forces back to the camps. They were forced to take them away from the camps to resist the Turkish intervention. And hopefully in the long run, a more stable situation can emerge in northeast Syria, in which there would be minimal chances of these ISIS prisoners escaping.
President Trump has been widely praised for the killing of al-Baghdadi as one of the leaders, and then the second in line to him apparently killing that individual too, and targeting the third in line. But you can knock off those leaders. It sounds like there's always somebody stepping up, and that they have connections and apparently a great deal of money. Is there a way to fully decapitate this organization? I mean, it's hard to kill 10,000 people if they're running all over the place. But is there something we're missing here that could be done to prevent another leader with resources from taking control?
Well, I think unlike last time, when ISIS was perceived by Turkey to be a useful tool against the Assad regime, and therefore Turkey turned a blind eye to the transfer of thousands of foreign fighters across its territory joining ISIS in Syria. Unlike last time, Turkey is more serious about fighting ISIS this time, although it does see the Kurds as a bigger threat to its own national interest than ISIS, and that's still a problem. So there should be more Turkish cooperation this time around, but ultimately, as you mentioned, ISIS is kind of a hydra-headed organization. If you cut off one head, another head will emerge, but it's not clear if the new leaders will be as effective as the old leaders, and especially Baghdadi, who was the leader of ISIS for more than 5 years, was very good at surviving, which is difficult in that environment. It's unclear if his successor will be as effective as he was, but ultimately, I think ISIS is going to be around as long as its ideology attracts young Muslims in that part of the world. So I think it's going to be a long uphill struggle to finally eradicate this group.
You know, one of the criticisms that I would offer to Republicans and Democrats alike who have occupied the White House in the last 15, 20 years is that we get this idea that once we've achieved a certain goal that we can turn and that the narrative is going to stay the narrative that we want. And our opponents are determined not to let that happen. And then we let domestic politics influence whether we're willing to take on those challenges. Our president met with the president of Turkey last week. Do you think Donald Trump still has his eye on the ball with this? Did you get a readout from those meetings that he is fully engaged and aware that this is happening? Because the narrative is, hey, we've stopped these guys. And it doesn't sound like that's fully the truth.
Well, I think each administration does have a political temptation to claim, some kind of a final victory against terrorists. And I think it's a more of an incremental long-term process. We may be dealing with this kind of terrorism for more than a century. So, while it's good that the ISIS so-called caliphate was destroyed, the U.S. must remain vigilant and help local forces defeat ISIS. And hopefully, if those local forces are strong enough, ISIS won't be able to make a comeback, and that will eliminate the need for a massive U.S. intervention. If it's, it's like an infection. If you catch it early, it's much easier to deal with.
Yeah. Well, let's hope they'll keep their eye on the ball and that the American people will focus on that, too. Maybe a little less time on chicken franchises and more time spent being concerned about this. Jim Phillips, Senior Research Fellow for Middle Eastern Affairs at the Heritage Foundation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll come back and check on the traffic and the weather in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.